Hi everybody, welcome to another Chelsea update. Disaster in Manchester, some reprieve in Malmo, and the ladies fight back also in Manchester. So please join me for the Chelsea update. Hi everybody, my name is Steve Fadlow, just a Chelsea fan with my mini podcast about Chelsea Football Club. Who else? Should we be happy? I don't think so. Disaster in Manchester last Sunday, 6-0. Don't remind me. I don't mind losing, don't get me wrong. City are a better side, but not by that margin. I don't think, you know, sorry ball is working out for Chelsea. I've said it before. And I think it was proven on Sunday. What can we say? Some of the players apologised after the game. Did we get any good points from the game? I don't know. And are we now looking forward to the League Cup when we play them in 2 weeks at Wembley? Again, I don't know. Get me right, guys. If we lose 2-1, 3-1 or something, and we played really well, you accept it. But when they didn't play well and they get annihilated and we get reminded by commentators during football commentary that it's the worst defeat since such and such, it gets a bit on your nerves. Then you've got Eden Hazard, who I think he's already out the door. He will say anything at the moment. I'm not being funny, he's a good player, Eden Hazard, don't get me wrong. People call him world class, I don't share that opinion. I think he's Euro class, if you like, a great player, but he's not consistent enough. And sometimes in big games he shines, and others, you can't pick a finger at any one player. You can't do that. But, he comes out with a statement like, I prefer to play the sorry way. Well, if you can lose 6-0 every time, no thank you. Conte, if you look at my Twitter stream at Chelsea Update SH, nobody does. 75 people. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you for following. I don't know why I don't get any more. It's stuck on that figure. But there was someone reprieved the quote from Conte last time about he wouldn't, go there with an open defence. And we lost 1-0, and Hazard, was moaning about the way we played. Well, Eden, come get the true facts of life in football. You can't go around losing 6-0 or 4-0 like we did at Bournemouth. We got reminded, and we've got to move on to the next game. So let's move over to the ladies, shall we? They gave us a bit of a reprieve before the Man City game. I don't have Sky, so I didn't actually watch the evening, and thank God I actually just had to sit through the highlights. But the ladies were on BT Sport, and they played their big game at Man City at the ground, and they were 2-0 down at half time, but they managed to turn it around and get a 2-2 draw, thanks to two goals from G. And the goals have been on my Twitter stream again. You can check them out there. Well done, ladies. It's brave to come back, and as Emma Hayes said after the game, they would have won. They might have won because they looked stronger team going towards the end of the game. Because City plays a similar team to when they beat us at home the previous, in the League Cup in midweek. So, the ladies now have to play tomorrow in the FA Cup. That's an afternoon kickoff, and they're playing Arsenal. I'm not sure if it's going to be on one of the, channels, or if not, I'm sure they put it on Facebook like they did last time. Good luck to Emma Hayes. It'll be a tough game. Arsenal, as we know, are in good form. And the girls, they want to defend their FA Cup, which they won last season. So good luck to the ladies, to women, whatever. And let's see if you can outshine the guys again. Meanwhile, it's FA Cup weekend again. All the games have been spread over a long weekend, Friday to Monday, which, as I said once before, I'm not a big fan of. Chelsea, for some reason, have to play on Monday night for BBC. It's not a 7:45 kickoff, which normally is the evening. It's 7:30. I'm trying to keep up with the different kickoff times of these games now. When we played the last round, which was on BBC, it was 6 o'clock. Now we're 7:30. Just to comment, they're getting money for it, the club, so the fans just have to have to put up with whatever the TV station asks for. So Man United, they're in good form in the league, but they got come unstuck in the week against PSG. I thought it's nice to see something, a bit of reality check for them, but they might come back strong against us at the Stamford Bridge. It gets decided on the night. There's no replay. It'll be it might go to penalties. We don't know. Chelsea, at the moment, I'm just in a mixed-up world about them. Sorry. So, on Thursday, we played this Europa League. I didn't mention it last week. Sorry about that. It's just more, it was an oversight by me. I apologise about that. That's what Sarri's got left now. It's a bit of a reprieve. They were 2-0 up on one stage, thanks to Barkley and Giroud. But they gave a silly goal away, and running behind trying to catch it was David Luiz again. I'm still not convinced by David in the centre of defence. Gary Cahill, some people have a mixed opinion about him, but he's one of those people who puts his, he's a solid defender. He may not be able to kick the ball around the pitch like David, but I don't know. He's been completely overlooked by Sarri. I don't think he deserves that. For some of the games we've played as well, I think he could have played a couple of games just to get him back in some sort of form. But sorry, as he's been described, a lot of people, he's stubborn. He sticks to his same side. Jorginho played again on Thursday, I noticed. He gave Kante a rest until about 20 minutes from the end. I don't know. It's just one of those. Sorry, I don't think he'd last to see. If it goes wrong the next couple of weeks, if we lose to Man United and we lose to City in the Cup, that just leaves Europa League left, and I'm not too sure if we're going to be patient enough to stick with him. If you are a Chelsea fan, you're happy with the way Chelsea are playing, great. Good luck to you. You think that's going to be the future with Sarri. Perhaps they say we do have to be a bit more patient, but we don't mind being patient if we see improvements. But at the moment, I don't see much improvement. I've seen quite a few of the games on TV, and I must say, I wouldn't pay out money to go see Chelsea at the moment, especially the way some of the team are playing. Higuain will probably play on Monday night. He had a rest on Thursday, and he will stick with his usual format. There won't be many changes, and that's Sarri. And on Thursday, the return leg is of this Malmo game. It's at home, 8 o'clock kickoff this time, and it should be a straightforward. If he puts out a strong side, it should be a straightforward win. Will it be? I don't know with Chelsea. As I said before, I'm going through that. I'm proud to be a Chelsea fan. Don't get me wrong. I'll be a long, long time being, and I'll go through the highs and lows. I don't mind losing, as I said before. But let's do it a bit of style, guys, shall we? And get us back onto winning ways and a bit more pride about the club. I'm a bit fed up with Hudson-Odoi. I think it's going on because he was kept on the bench. He wasn't even in the squad on the. He was a bit ill during the week, so he's kept out on Sunday. But he was on the bench on Thursday, and he came on about 10-20 minutes. Was it 20 minutes, 15 minutes or so? Was that enough? Zola yesterday sort of defended the time he's getting at the moment. He has to be better than the players already on the pitch, which he means better than Pedro and better than William. Don't think he played Sunday, but he was more dominating on. He's a bit inconsistent, William. I like him, but at times he can be a bit inconsistent. Should we leave it there? I thank you for listening to Chelsea. I do appreciate it.
For a bit more of the Chelsea update, go to bit.ly/Chelsea update for the YouTube channel with related videos about Chelsea Football Club, and of course the website and blog at bit.ly/CFC update.
If you're listening via Flipboard, thanks very much. I had a bit of a blip this week with listeners, which I really do appreciate. Wherever you listen, I do this for a bit of fun. And at the end of the day, I want Chelsea to be the best. And let's see what happens in the next coming days, shall we? Bye, everybody.